Blog Talk Radio.
To the Spirit Alive Network, your global transformation station. And this is Sister to Sister. Hey, everybody, we want to welcome you to Sister for this beautiful Wednesday, December 23rd, 2020. Hallelujah. At the top of the program, you heard Pentatonics singing Joy to the World. I'm your host, Bishop Sherlene Cook, and I want to say good evening to my beautiful sister and co-host, Evangelist Michelle Scott. Good evening, my sister. How are you doing this evening?
I'm highly favored and blessed. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored too, and so is everybody listening in the house. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. So please, bow your hearts with me as my sister takes us to the Lord.
Yes.
Come on in the house, dear sister.
Thank you, Bishop. Could we all just bow our heads and close our eyes as we come humbly to the throne of grace near and far?
Yes.
Oh, gracious Father God, we just come to you now, just as humble as we are, just thanking you, Father God, first of all, for blessing us to see a day that we've never seen before. Father God, we thank you for our health and our strength. We thank you for the very air that we breathe. We thank you for the lives of our loved ones, our family members, and friends. Oh, Father God, we come just standing in the gap right now for those who can't seem to pray for themselves for whatever reason, Father God. We just lift them up to you right now, Lord God. And we ask that you just cover them in your blood. Father God, we ask that you just bless them from the crowns of their head to the soles of their mighty feet, Father God. Some of them are in need of one thing, and some of them are in need of another thing. But Father God, you know the needs of all of us. And I ask that you just stop by today, even if you don't stay long, Father God. We ask that you just Come stop by today and touch them with your finger of love. Touch them with your finger of healing. Touch them with every power that you have that lands like none other. Oh, Lord God, we love you. And we just thank you once again. You're like none other. You forgive us when we don't even feel forgivable. And we just thank you. Oh, Lord, we ask that you just move through the world today and just go from the east to the west and north to the south and just touch and heal all of your people from all illnesses and sicknesses that they are hurting from, Father God. People are leaving this world. Every time we turn on the TV or the radio, we're hearing about of someone in Hollywood or someone that we know, a basketball player or someone. They're leaving this earth, Father God, and we're just wondering, when will our time come? Oh, Father God, we just ask right now that everyone under the sound of my voice would just hear your quiet, still voice and say, Lord God, what must I do to be saved? And you answer them, Lord Jesus, and they hear you. And they come to you and they give their lives, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
for you are the way, the truth, and the light. And none can come to the Father but through you, Lord Jesus. Time is winding up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Time is winding up. And we heard this time before, and people thought that, they had so much time. But no, if they look around, they see all the signs are coming. So we ask you to just bless all the sick and shut in all over the world. Bless those that are suffering with COVID. Bless those who are still on the front lines and in the hospitals and children have left them and fathers and daughters and just everybody who has lost a loved one. Bless all the widows and the widowers, Father God. Bless them to still stand strong. I know that you are Lord God all by yourself, and you didn't take them. You didn't allow it to happen to hurt them. But we all must come by this way. We all must close our eyes and meet you someday.
Yes.
But will we be ready? Will we be ready?
Yes, Lord.
Father God, go by our nation's capital and move through there so that we can have a transition that will be smooth. Let everything go smoothly, Lord God. They say everything goes better with Coca-Cola, but we know everything goes better with you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
so we
have
to move swiftly from the north wing to the south wing in that White House. And clean it up, Lord Jesus. Clean it up. If they have to reboot and get everybody out of there and start all over fresh and anew, then let it be so, Lord Jesus. We ask that you bless this service on tonight, that we could touch somebody's heart, bless somebody's heart on today, that they might come and want to be saved. We ask that you bless the mighty leader and the servant leader of this ministry, Father God. Bless Bishop
Lord. Bless
that you continue to stand on your own, Father God. She's faithful and just over all of us, Father God. And we just thank her and love her, and we lift her up to you, Father God. We know that she's getting tired and weary sometimes, but she stays on her post. She's faithful. Bless all of the servant leaders that are here, Father God.
Yes, Lord God.
Keep them on their
post. Please, Lord.
Keep them steadfast and unmovable in your word. We just ask to lift everybody up all over the world. In your name, your son Jesus' name, amen and thank God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. To the
glory, God.
Rejoicing air so sweet. Receiving heaven's glory tonight that Christ was born.
Listen to the angels rejoicing and so sweetly, receiving heaven's glory tonight.
coming from every nation,
coming from every nation,
pleading for their salvation,
pleading for salvation,
the night that Christ,
the night that Christ was born.
Hallelujah.
Saints of God, we have gathered together on tonight to tell our Heavenly Father, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. We praise God for the night that Christ was born. But we also praise God that he was born and placed in a manger, but he didn't stay there because he came here with a purpose. He came here, hallelujah, to roll up his sleeves and get his hands dirty in humanity so that he could go to that cross and atone for our sins, not his sins, but our sins. So we praise God for the night that Christ was born. We thank you, God, for sending your indescribable gift into this world. We thank you, Lord God, for loving us and sending your love into this world to save us. Oh, hallelujah. We are just praising God for you on tonight, King Jesus. We love you. And tonight we are just going to give glory and honor to you. It's not about Santa Claus. It's not about Rudolph. It's not about the holly on the Christmas trees. It's not about the star topper. But it's about you, our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, our salvation, hallelujah, our redemption, our favor. All of that was wrapped up in you on the night that you were born. Hallelujah. We just thank you for being our minister of reconciliation, God. We thank you, King Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. So right now what we're going to do tonight, do things a little bit differently.
Oops. Where'd you go?
See.
We lost you.
No, you didn't. Hello?
There you are.
Yeah, you didn't lose me. You might have. Yeah, I'm still here. But we are praising God for just sending his son into this world. So tonight we're going to do things a little bit differently because I know that everybody has a praise up in here for King Jesus. So this is a Christmas praise party. Hallelujah. This is not a time that we're going to come together and ask God for a bunch of stuff. We're not asking for peace on earth tonight. We're not doing any of that tonight. Tonight we have come together to simply praise God for his son Jesus and what that means to us in our personal lives. Because having a relationship with Jesus is a personal thing. And if you celebrate Christmas in your heart, in your soul, every day, hallelujah, we want you to give God a praise on tonight. And I'm going to start with my lovely sister and co-host, Sister Michelle Scott. You come on in the room and share with us whatever you would have, whatever praise you would have us hear unto the Lord, hallelujah, during this praise party. Glory.
Thank you so much, Bishop. I'm just wiping my eyes. I'm wiping my eyes. This song is just so beautiful. And I just thank God for Jesus. And we, it, like the song said, we had 10,000 tongues. It wouldn't be enough to thank him for everything that he does, from him rising us up each morning, from him laying us down, from him making death behave. And we do get to see our families and just everything that I've been through in my life, and I just thank him, and I thank him for the people that he placed in my life. I thank him for my salvation, I thank him for my soul. I thank him for waiting for me. I thank him for waiting for me, for little old me, you know, waiting for me to get it right. Waiting for me to turn around. He didn't have to.
All right now.
He didn't have to. And he waited for me to get myself together. You know, people always say, I'm going to come to church when I get myself together. But God said, come as you are, you know. And he waited. He waited for me. And I just thank him so much. I thank him for the positive people that have been placed in my life. Yes, there's been a lot of negative as well, but he balanced the scales out within my life with positive people that overshadowed all the negative, and they put positive reinforcement in my life, and
they're trying to
reteach me. Reprogram me from all that negative that was instilled in me. And I just thank him so much.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I love him so much. I thank him for my beautiful husband who has stuck by me. Who has stuck by me through all my sicknesses and
Jesus.
Because he could have left me. Like so many men do, he could have left a long time ago.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord. Thank my children for being there with me, and my grandchildren for praying for me. My grandchildren pray for me all the time, and I thank them for lifting me up
before every surgery. I thank the Sister Mattia for forgiving us. I just thank all of you as spirit alive. I thank my church family. I thank everybody that God has really just placed in my life. And like I just thank you, that it's not enough. Like they haven't invented a word or a feeling that can express how much God has meant to me and how much it means to me. And I just thank you, Bishop Cook, for making me see that I am who I am.
Hallelujah.
And God did call me. And it doesn't matter that I'm a female. And that he, I did hear his voice. And he was calling for me to preach his word. And I answered, and I was obedient, and I will be obedient till the day I die. And I just thank you all so much, and I thank God just for being God and loving me. God bless you all.
Amen. Glory to
Amen.
God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We do have, I want to say good evening to everybody. We do have Mother Gibbons in the house. We do have Mother Mattie in the house. And what we're going to do right now, we always honor our elders here. And I'm going to have, I'm going to ask Mother Mattie to come forth with a word of praise right now.
Good evening, Mitchell, all of you all, may God grant you a double honor. Wish you all a very, very merry, merry Christmas, a blessed Christmas, and a blessed prosperous New Year. Love you all. Jesus is the head of my life. Jesus is the reason for the season. It's not really about the presents, it's about the gift that keeps on giving. And Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving.
Amen.
And right now it's about Jesus' birth. Jesus is a king. He come here to serve others. And, you know, that's something that we all should do, serve others. And Jesus even washed his disciples' feet. So, you know, I thank God for Jesus, too, because God so loved the world. He gave us only begotten Son.
Yes,
whoever believeth in him shall never perish but have everlasting life. And I believe that with all my heart. And I always talk about my mother all the time because my mother was a prayer warrior. She's a young woman. I lost my dad at 5 years of age, but my mother was a prayer warrior. And I've seen God's miracles. I've seen God work. I've seen God provide for us, keep a roof over our head, food on our table, clothes on our back.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed my mom with transportation. God is awesome. He's awesome. And all we have to do is just pray to him. Just pray. You know, just pray. And he will answer prayer. So I whatever's going on in the world, Father God is in control. King Jesus is in control.
Yes, he is. Thank
like
you,
I was thinking last night, Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus laid his life down for us. They couldn't kill him. Jesus just laid his life down for us. He did what his Father wanted him to do. And because he did what God wanted him to do,
touch Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Touch
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed Lord. Amen.
And devoted to the church. I've never seen people so committed and devoted. I've never seen a wonderful family. I have to say they're a wonderful family. Like I say, they're raising their children very well, very well. So God bless them. I love them. I love you all. Love you too, Bishop Cook. God bless you.
Love you too, Mother Matthew.
Love you all.
Love you.
You.
God
all.
Bless you, ma'am. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Mother
Amen.
Givens, would you come
Thank
on?
You.
Mother Givens, would you offer us up a word of praise unto the Lord now?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I just want to thank the Lord for and Savior for having given me strength and being able to carry on for the thoughtfulness from so many of you and people in my life. And I love you all for what you're doing, for those who are listening. And if they're not, I wish they could be listening to the wonderful words that have been spoken in the past and in the present. And I just thank God for keeping me so strong after losing my husband and the two children I had. And left me with one granddaughter. And it's just filled my heart. And today I found a journal that I had been writing in 2006. And it was just asking God to take care of my family as well as he could, and I know he could. And he did
Amen.
Everything that I asked. And, Lord, I just thank him. One day I will be able to see my children and my husband again. And I thank you all for listening. I get wish and hope you all will have a beautiful holiday season and stay well. I pray for all of those who are on the front line and the doctors and the people in the hospitals. And those who love loved ones,
ma'am.
Just keep the faith and be strong, and God will see you through it all. So thank you for listening.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
Yes, he will.
Thank you, Mother Given.
Jesus, 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 oh, what a wonderful time.
We're talking about the reason for the season, Jesus. Glory to God. Ooh, every time I think about Jesus, I just get joy down in my soul. Hallelujah. All right, now, Sister Tina, since that is one of your favorite songs, I know you're ready to praise God up in here. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, praise God. I was dancing. I don't know about you, but I was dancing. What a beautiful song.
Amen.
And what a beautiful day today is. And we are so blessed. The Lord is giving us another sign. He shined the Bethlehem star for the first time in 800 years. And I feel so blessed that I've been able to see it the last few nights. Not tonight, because it's not shining, you have a little bit of cloud, but just a reminder that we are so blessed that our Heavenly Father gave us His only Son. And when I think about it, I just get so, why would you do that? You must have loved us so much. I have two sons, and I couldn't pick not one I'd want to give to anybody. And we are so blessed that the Lord loved us so much that He gave us His only Son so that we would know if we walk by Him, we'll be forgiven of our sins. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. I just feel so overjoyed. And I'm so thankful that I know Jesus. And I know there's so many people out there who don't know Jesus. And that makes me sad. That makes me sad. And I know in my heart, if it wasn't for Jesus' birth, there'd be no season. There'd be no Christmas. We are so blessed.
Amen.
And Christmas time is a time where we really can bring people in and let them know that the Lord loves them. No matter what, the Lord loves you. You are one of His children, too. And we are so blessed for this season where we can really bring Jesus and tell folks why He's the reason for the season.
Yeah.
How blessed are we to know Him? And that just brings me so much joy. The Lord is touching my heart in so many ways every day. I'm blessed in so many ways. I'm so thankful for you, Bishop. I thank
God
you every single day for what you do, for the people around you and the people that you love and for the people in this ministry. But I really pray for those who are listening tonight who maybe haven't spoken, maybe they haven't pressed their one at the end of the program. Maybe tonight they can come and praise Jesus with us and let us know that they're listening and they hear us and that they feel Jesus' presence too and that they know that God is with them. And that He will bless them every way. If we follow Him, we have a ticket to the kingdom if we follow Him.
Yeah, we got it. Punch that ticket.
We are so blessed to know Him. And I am so excited. I am so excited. In the midst of this COVID, in the midst of no job, in the midst of my family's business being closed, I have so many things that could bring me down. But Jesus is the reason we're here today. And I will not let these things bring me down, no, Lord, because I know you are there. And no matter what's going on this side of the world, on that side of the world, you will always be on the throne. No one will take you from the throne. You are always our King of Kings, and we are so blessed to know you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
God bless each and every one of you in the Spirit of Life family and the folks who are listening. I just pray that you all have a beautiful holiday and that you touch someone with just your love. You don't have to give them anything if you don't have anything to give. Love is free. Beautiful, fine, but our love, a phone call, letting that person who might be home by themselves, elderly, because they can't go out and visit their family, FaceTime them, call them, whatever. Let them know you're thinking of them. It's so important because this time of year people get real down and depressed, and they start thinking thoughts, and they start wandering in their mind. They forget why we're here. Jesus is the reason for the season. He doesn't want us depressed. He wants us to celebrate His birth. Praise God and glory be to you, Lord. Thank you so much.
Amen, Sister Tina. Glory to God. All wait a minute. Hold up. Hold the phone. Hold the phone. Is this my brother Sylvester I see? Dr. Henderson, is that you? Oh, okay. All right. All right, then I'm going to go to my brother, Pastor Jeffrey. You come on in the room and give us some praise right now. Now, come on now. Bring it on. Bring it on. I'm ready for some more praise.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, brother.
You know, I was just thinking about this and, you know, just thinking about the gifts that were brought to Jesus as a baby. You know, it was the gold, it was the frankincense, and it was the myrrh. And we think about these things as just gifts sometimes, you know, as just gifts, and we just leave them alone. But they have some meaning, and also there's some insight that we need to look at. The fact that gold is, you know, gold is, it is what it is. But when it's tried by the fire, when it's gone through the fire, when it's going through the process of becoming pure, it has to get to a point where there's nothing else left but the gold, and that's what God is trying to get us to. And we have to understand that sometimes we are tried by the fire, but we come out as what? Pure
gold. Amen.
And so when we think about these things, we think about the frankincense, and that is, you know, just think about the have you ever thought about just being somewhere and you have a certain scent, you smell a certain smell, and it reminds you of what? Of home. It reminds you of where you are supposed to be. It reminds you of where you are supposed to be. Now we have to think about that as you know, God is reminding us of where we need to be. God wants us to have the sense of where we're supposed to be, not where we are, because we're trying to get there. But
yes,
by what God has used to guide us there, then we can get there. But when we look at the myrrh, we also see that we can look at the frankincense and say, well, how do we get there? Then we look at the myrrh, and the myrrh is also like a scent, but it's also a healing scent. It's a medicinal thing, and the word of God says, by his stripes we are healed. And we have to understand that the myrrh is the healing. We have healing from being sin sick. That means that we can know our way back to God because we have these gifts, and we have to understand that the same gifts that were given to Christ is the same gifts that he is trying to give to us, so we can find our way back to God and back to the glory of where he wants us to be, and back to being in his presence. So if we are going to come back into his presence, then we need to understand that God has made a way. He has already shown us a way. He has already given us the gifts that he has. He has given us his life.
Yes,
and if he's given us his life, then that means that he's given everything to us for us to get back to him. So we really need to understand these things, and I say that because God is so good that we have all of this at our access. We have all of this within our reach. We just have to understand and learn who he is. We have to gain a connection to him.
Amen.
And in gaining a connection to him, we can lead others. So I thank God for just giving us that inspiration of the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh, and just showing that we need to give in others.
Thank you, Jesus.
In order for others to understand who he is and what do we have to give. We have to give the same love that God has given to us. And if we give that same love, then that's going to be lifting up the name of Jesus. And as we lift up the name of Jesus,
amen. Go, Pastor.
We're going to be able to have all men.
if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. And we need to understand that praising God and lifting him up is going to draw others to him. So just take your gifts and what God has given you and use that for the glory of God. Because when you use that for the glory of God, you're going to understand and you're going to see how that draws people not to you or to me, but draws people to God. And that's what the word of God says.
Thank you,
and
Jesus. Amen.
I will draw all men unto
thank
me.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, thank
God
you, Lord.
You.
Amen.
I'm so thankful. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
A newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our
see the day of glory.
See the day of living.
Let there be peace on earth, and it will begin with me. Hallelujah. I praise God. I praise King Jesus for being the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. I praise God for being Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Now we are going to go down to Arizona, to our beautiful family in Arizona, to the Holloways, Apostle and Prophetess. Come on in the room with your voices of praise.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. We just give God the praise and the glory. And I have enjoyed, we have enjoyed what everyone said. And Pastor Jeffrey just bringing that word. Thank you, Lord. I thank the Lord for this year, 2020. I thank the Lord that he has given me a victory this year. It's not that I haven't gone through. Yes, I've gone, been, you know, I've gone through, had some pain in it, but I tell you, I've had victory. The scripture says, thank ye unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. And I just thank God for what he's doing for me in my life. I thank God for what this next year is going to bring as we step out of 2020 and go into 21. I just thank the Lord because this was a preparation. I know that this year was a preparation, all things working together for our good. And it is some preparation in it for next year and from going forward. And I just thank God for giving me the victory tonight. God is good. He's worthy, worthy.
Yes, he is.
More
Amen.
Than our praises. In Jesus' name, here's Apostle.
We give God Amen. Praise, Amen. Glory, and honor. We thank God for his son, Jesus, who came and died that we might be reconciled back to him. He made a way.
Yeah.
He made a way for us to escape. He loved us so. He loved us so that he decided, well, I need somebody to reconcile them, bring them back. So I'm gonna send my word down. And my word is going to go down to 42 generations and become flesh and dwelled amongst us and went to the cross, went to the tree, and died that we might, so that we can, those who want to be, can come to the tree of life and be reconciled. You make up your mind that you want to be. I know I was born in a church, but I had to make up in my mind that I wanted to be saved.
Yeah.
So God gave me a whole 10 years to play, to do, to get beside myself. So I finally got tired of myself, and I gave my heart to the Lord. So I thank God for what he's done, and he's brought us from nothing to something. And I just give him the praise, the glory, and the honor this day coming up, we celebrate the birth,
yes.
The birth of his son. So he gave us a gift, and we have to give him a gift back, ourselves.
That's right, ourselves, amen.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Apostle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle. Sister Shirley, would you like to have a word, precious Amen. One? I see you. She must not want to have a word, but I wanted to extend her a word because when I see family in the house, I always want to extend the invitation for them to have a word if they like. So, amen. Well,
Amen.
Apostle Zeta, you're up next, precious.
All right. Praise the Lord. This has been most enjoyable, praising the Lord. You know, no matter how much we praise him, we can never praise him enough, but we need to praise him as much as we can. And it's been like that for me today, part of the day, the early part of the day, just praising the Lord and just thanking him for what he has done and just thanking him for how he continues to bless us, his children. I also was reflecting, Evangelist Michelle, just reflecting on his goodness and what he has done. And when I was thinking about a lot of the things that happened last year, some things not so good, but some things were great. And so, you know, we just have to accept what's going on. I mean, to a point. I mean, we don't have to accept everything. But, you know, because we have one that we can go to. And we can ask him to make things right. We can ask him to heal us. We can ask him to change things.
Yes.
We can ask him to move in our situations. You know, in our families, in our family members, and God will answer us. So, you know, we don't have to settle. And just because something is not going right at the time, we don't have to continue with it. It's a cutoff time for everything. And so I was reflecting on some of the things, and and even my health on last year, how this year I didn't have that same issue. I know that I'm totally healed.
Amen.
So I had a couple of falls last year. One was really bad. In fact, it happened in the month of December last year. I praise God how He's been protecting me. Last year it was pretty awful, and I had to took a little while to actually recuperate from that last fall. But God, and I thank Him because it could have been so much worse. But He has healed me. He has sustained me. He's gotten me over some bumps in the road. Helped me go around some mountains, and I thank God that I'm still here, and not only just here, but able to be a blessing to others as well, and help others. I pray. My phone line is open all the time for prayer, and so that's one of the things I do, and even more so since the COVID situation. I have spent more time with the Lord. That was my motto last year for 2020, and that I wanted to spend more time with Jesus. And I certainly have been. And it's been a blessing. He's blessed me in my work. My work actually is ministry as well. And so I just thank Him for all that He is doing in my life. I'm thankful for what He did. I'm thankful for the cross. And I'm thankful even for the cross that I've had to bear, the cross that was put on my back. Praise God, because we all have a cross to bear. And the one that saved us is the one that helps us to bear everything that we go through in life. So I praise God. I have no sad stories. I have no complaints. I thank God for one that I can serve, a God that is up close and personal, one that we can reach.
Yeah.
I praise Him for that, because we can go to Him at any time, no matter what it is, no matter what the situation is, and we can find help as well as favor. I thank Him that He has a purpose in my life still. I've been walking in the purposes, but it seems like there's always something else that He gives us to do, and I thank Him for that as well. I thank Him for the people that we were able to serve this week, that Sister Gladys has been so helpful in getting food here, and as fast, and others as well. And as soon as the food comes in, it's like a revolving door. It goes back out. Someone has a need,
amen,
and they come by, and they get it. And it's just been a blessing. It's been a wonderful season. I really can't complain. It's been,
hallelujah,
such a wonderful season. And I know that we're approaching the new year, and we're going to step into a whole nother season. But he's going to be right there with us, and the assignments that He has for us, those assignments we can accomplish, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So I'm looking forward to the new year. But I thank God that in the old year, 2020, that He has kept me strong, and I'm going to end strong. So,
amen,
I praise Him for it tonight. I just really thank Him and praise Him for all that He is.
Amen.
All right.
Glory to God. Thank you, Apostle Zeta. Thank you. That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
Okay, my turn. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm going to start like this. First of all, Father God, I want to thank you for your son, Jesus. I want to thank you, Father, for my salvation. I want to thank you
for the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that you have poured in through to me through your Holy Spirit. And then I want to thank you, Father God, for the men and women of Spirit Alive. Because through these men and women of Spirit Alive, I see that you are truly the gift that keeps giving. I want to thank you, Lord, for their love and their compassion and their due diligence. I want to thank you for their faithfulness, Father God. It is such a blessing to be able to walk with people and you can love them and love on them and they love you right back in this day and time. That is so refreshing. And I feel so blessed to have each and every one of these servant leaders. I thank you, Lord, that you have allowed me to lead with wisdom, with love, and in humility. Father, because you know I only want to serve you and I only want to draw more people to you. I want to thank you, Father God, for just being our Father God. Thank you for just being our healer. Thank you for being our redeemer, our peace, our strength, our joy, our hope. I just want to thank you, Father God, for all that you are doing in my life. And I want to thank you that this year was a terrible year for many people. But I praise you, Father God, that I can sit here and brag in you. Because when other people were standing still, you moved me across the country. You established me in my own home. Hallelujah. You made a way for me to do what I do, Father. You removed the stress off my back. I'm happy. I'm praising you. I can think more. I can do more for this ministry. Lord, all I want to do is be that servant leader that helps your children to shine brightly for you. It's not about me. This doesn't belong to me, God. This belongs to you. This is yours.
Yes.
You ordained this. You run this ministry. I don't.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And I just want you to have your way even more, Lord. I want you to just
have
your way. Lord, I'm not concerned about numbers, although our numbers are very good. I just want more people, Lord, to come to know you.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want more people, Lord, to feel comfortable in talking about you and sharing their stories with others, Lord God.
Yeah.
I just want people to know that they know that they know that they have a purpose, that they have that they have gifts and talents that only you could give them. I want people to be able to walk in real love, not that pseudo love, Father God, not that pretend love, not that conditional love, Lord. But I thank you that you allow me to walk in real love, Father, because that's what
Lord.
I need. Real love.
Thank you.
I don't need no. I don't need no pretenders or perpetrators in my life. And I thank you for protecting me from all the naysayers, protecting me from all the people that want to talk in your ear and pull you off course and pull you off track. Lord God, you have just put a fence all around me, and I want to say thank you.
Thank you,
I truly want to say thank you. Now I'm going to run it down to you, Father, because each one of these people have blessed me. Lord God, I come saying a special word of praise, singing a special song of praise for Evangelist Michelle. I thank you, Lord, for her heartset and her mindset. I thank you for her sweet and tender spirit, Lord God. I thank you for the way she loves on her big sister and she respects me, God, and I respect her.
Yes, Lord.
I want to thank you for my dear, sweet sister, Minister Tina, who we without fail, we call and have our personal devotional every morning via Facebook chat. And
thank
we just get each other's day. I love the way she prays. I love the way we just get
thank
our day
Jesus.
Started together.
Thank you, Jesus. Where did she go? Are you there? Sister.
Hello.
Bishop.
Hello. Amen. Amen. Here she is.
Okay, there are days that I don't. I'm back. There are days that there are days that I don't feel like doing anything. And then I'll call my sister, call me with her bright and cheerful disposition. And by the time I get off that phone, she's prayed, I'm ready to go out and just start my day.
Now, to my brother Pat, Lord God, I want to thank you for Pastor Jeffrey. He is just a breath of fresh air, Lord. We see so many men in the world that are not respectable, accountable, or reasonable. He's all of that. He is respectable. He is accountable. He is meaningful. He is necessary, and he is active, Lord God, in his home, in his church, in his community. He is a living example, I believe, of what a true godly man is, and we need more in the world about him. And I'm blessed to need to call him my brother. Hallelujah. To my beautiful apostle Zeta, thank you for being like another mother to me. Thank you. I praise God for you each and every day. Because we work, we roll up our sleeves together. We work side by side, although we're in different states. And I want to thank you for your counsel. I want to thank you for your endless encouragement. I want to thank God for your unending love. You are just truly appreciated beyond measure. I treasure you. I truly do. I really, really do. And I praise God for you. To our mothers, hallelujah, from Good Shepherd to Mother Vivian to Mother Matty. I love you both so very much. And to have you in the midst of Spirit Alive services and programs, it is truly a blessing. We learn from you. We appreciate your wisdom. We appreciate your knowledge. We appreciate your experience. And I just praise God for you both. To hear you is truly a beautiful thing. Because we know when you speak, you're not telling us what you've heard. You're telling us what you know, what you hear, what you know. And I want to thank you for always being honest and open and straight up and straightforward. So thank you. Thank you, dear sweet mothers. You are ladies that any man, woman, boy, or girl would be blessed to call mother. Amen. I just want to thank God for the Holloways, for prophetesses, apostles, beautiful people of God, who God has placed in my heart. And he said, I just want you to go love on them. That's all. He said, you know, just go love on them. Be there. Pray for them. Pray with them. Love on them. And you know what? There are two people that make that so easy to do. They're so loving and sweet-spirited. And I just praise God for both of them. When I call to talk to them, I like to clear my calendar and make sure that I have plenty of time because I enjoy talking to them so much I don't even like to rush. I want to make sure I've got plenty of time to talk to my apostle and prophetess Holloway because they are full of wisdom. They are encouraging, and they've just been a blessing to my soul. So I'm just saying to Lester Carver, to Vanessa, to Dr. Sylvester Henderson, to every man and woman that serves here at Spirit Alive, every guest that comes along beside us here at Spirit Alive to spread that gospel, I am so blessed by. I get excited. I'm excited about this ministry. I'm excited about the people that I work with. You know, I enjoy what I do. To me, this is all thanks to you. Hallelujah. And that is not to be disrespectful to God. It's just that it brings me so much joy. It's not work. It's just what I love to do. And I praise God that he has given me something that I love to do and people that I love to do it with. So, God, I just praise you for that gift of your people. Because when you the land of the living, many, Lord God, their mothers have gone on, fathers have gone on to glory, but I'm blessed that mine is still here. I thank you. I thank God for all my
Thank you, Jesus.
You would use me, hallelujah, to maybe help turn some lives around. I hope and if I don't, Lord, I just pray that you send somebody to heal. That's all. I want everyone to come from Jesus or themselves in a personal way. And I want to thank you all just for who you are in Christ.
I want to thank you for being obedient to the word of God. I just want to thank you all for just, my Lord, there's no words to describe, like Sister Michelle said, how wonderful you make me feel on the inside. And I look forward to every program,
thank
and I look
you.
Forward to hearing every sermon, and I look forward to, I mean, I'm like a kid in a candy store, and it's just such a blessing to behold. So I want to say thank you, Lord, for your undescribable gift.
Thank you, Lord.
I
want to
thank you,
thank
Jesus,
you,
for the one that I know that made it all possible. So I just praise God. I just praise God because I know he made it possible.
Hallelujah.
So thank you, God. I just want to say to you all, have a very beautiful and blessed Merry Christmas. Have a blessed Kwanzaa and a beautiful and prosperous, bountiful New Year. And we are going to take you out. We're going to go out on what I believe is the greatest Christmas song of all time, The Temptations, singing. My song.
All right.
A silent night. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know that's the greatest song of all time.
For the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse.
In my mind, I want you to be free. Ooh. For all of my friends, ooh, would you listen to me? What I say. what a joyous day.
Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas, everyone, and be ye transformed. Good night. God bless you.
Good night.
Amen.
And God bless you.
Good night. Amen. God bless you.
Good night, everyone.
God bless you.